.net News. I'm Jason Taylor. A woman from North Missouri's Macon charged in the death of her 4-year-old son in September has had her case bound over to circuit court. 31-year-old Ashley Hamblin faces 3 charges, including endangering the welfare of a child. Missouri Republican U.S. Senator Roy Blunt hopes Congress can follow President Trump's wishes by putting a tax plan on Trump's desk by the end of the year. The plan under consideration in the House includes capping the mortgage interest deduction on new loans at $500,000, eliminating a deduction that helps seniors cover high medical costs, and tuition waivers that would be taxed as regular income, making graduate school affordable for many.
I'd be very disappointed if that doesn't happen, and I think it won't have the economic impact it needs to have if we don't get it done this year.
On the House floor, Eastern Missouri Democratic Congressman Lacey Clay calls the measure reckless.
It's not pro-family. It's not pro-worker. It will kill jobs and reward the wealthy and corporations at the expense of everyone else.
The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says if the proposed legislation passes, the measure would add $1.7 trillion to the deficit over a decade. A task force examining funding for Missouri's transportation system discussed safety issues at Wednesday's meeting in Jefferson City. Brian Howsworth has more.
Missouri's 21st Century Transportation System Task Force is looking at funding for the Missouri Department of Transportation. MoDOT State Highway Safety and Traffic Engineer Nicole Hood says the agency installed 800 miles of guard cable on Missouri interstates between 1999 and 2016. Hood testifies the guard cable has saved more than 500 lives. The agency says it costs $125,000 a mile to install guard cable and an additional $10,000 a mile per year to maintain it.
A Missouri House committee looking for solutions to problems in Missouri's healthcare markets gathered yesterday in Jefferson City. Republican Justin Hill of Lake St. Louis, who chairs the panel, wants to consider the possibility of establishing a state-run exchange within the ACA. He says Washington has the gold standard for exchanges that other states are turning to.
It's so good that whenever you enroll in a plan in Washington, they automatically assign you an insurance agent. So you actually have someone you can call and say, okay, help me understand this.
A majority of states, including Missouri, offer health care on the exchanges provided through the federal government. Police across Kansas City are investigating after a string of ATM burglaries with a common thread. They all occurred overnight at various mini-mart stores. KNBC reports police don't yet know who is responsible. Monday, thieves targeted mini-marts in Independence, Kansas City, and Lee's Summit. Police think the criminals used a crowbar to get into the stores. You'll find more news at MissouriNet.com. This is Missouri Net.